Hey, Fantasy Flavor listeners and viewers, welcome back here to kind of some free agency madness. We're just kind of reacting with some of the players. We're going to be talking about Jordan Howard, Amari Cooper, Austin Hooper, Randall Cobb, and we're going to be talking a little bit about how the Gurley release affects guys like Henderson, Malcolm Brown, and maybe a rookie running back. So let's just start it off here and talk a little bit about Amari Cooper. Stays with the Cowboys. I believe it's 5 years, 100 mil. Took less money. He could have been with the Redskins. So just really interesting signing there. What do we kind of think about Amari Cooper, Sinan?
And no one wants to be with the Redskins. So sorry if there are any Redskins fans listening. Yeah, I think he did the smart thing. Be in a franchise where he'll be used. That's a good quarterback. I think everything stays the same like last year. I don't see any change, honestly.
Yeah,
maybe more touchdowns.
Does it worry you that Dak hasn't signed a long-term deal, though? Because he could be stuck with a rookie quarterback, like in the middle of his prime?
Believe that he will be there. He will sign a long-term deal. It's just a matter of time.
Okay. How about you, Trey?
Yeah, I think Dak will be back. He will be back in that whole... continue to get that volume. And he is a really, really good wide receiver. And like Sinan said, I think his touchdown is bound for some positive regression.
Okay, well said. I mean, Amari Cooper, wide receiver one, probably low end for me. He's a little inconsistent. He struggles versus the top corners. So I can't have him. I don't think he has that high ceiling like some of us wanted, but, you know.
And they have very good corners in that division now.
Yeah, that's kind of why I brought that up, because they signed James Bradbury.
Yes, giant.
Yeah, who? I mean, Byron Jones
left. Very good.
But they got Darius Slay on the Eagles, so definitely just kind of a mess there. I mean, Byron Jones, he wasn't facing off against anyways other than practice. Who's the Redskins corner? Did the Redskins get it? Oh, Kendall Fuller. Kendall Fuller.
Yeah.
He plays more of
a slot. But his slot.
Yeah. So I guess Redskins. I mean, the Redskins suck anyways.
Yeah, they are just going to run like 50 times against Redskins, and yeah, that should be the game.
Yeah, next here we have Austin Hooper going to the sleeper team, the Browns. Kind of shocking. I mean, they haven't traded in Njoku too, so maybe there'll be a little bit of tight end competition. I think Hooper will win it. They also brought in Jack Conklin, but I kind of want to focus more here on Austin Hooper. What do we think about this signing? I think it's a stock down there for Hooper.
Yeah, it is definitely a stock down. But I think he'll catch a lot of touchdowns. I have seen that Baker favors the tight ends when it is, you know, during the towards the end zone. So I think he'll be very, what do you call, boom bust type of guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. And they are going to rush anyways, they are going to rush more. So Austin Hooper is someone, I'm not interested in.
Yeah, he also hurts like OBJ, Jarvis Landry, all those guys too. Just because of the fact that there's so many targets now Baker Mayfield needs to throw it to, and they're going to be run heavy. So Austin Hooper, I'm just lower on him because of that fact. What are your kind of thoughts on him, Trenton?
He's going to an offense with too many mouths to feed to begin with. But he's still... should be okay, but it's tough. It's really tough. I mean, he's a great tight end, but his volume drops. So on top of that, so does his production.
Yeah, definitely makes sense there. Moving on here, we have Jordan Howard going to the Dolphins. I mean, I thought the Dolphins could have grabbed a running back in the first round, maybe a Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift with that 26th overall pick. Now I don't think that's going to happen with Jordan Howard. So Howard has a lot of carries on the table right now. Do you think they bring in competition, or, you know, is Jordan Howard the lead guy there on a rebuilt kind of Dolphins team?
I heard that they are interested in Gurley too. So who knows? I just don't understand the Dolphins. They are rebuilding. Why would they want why would they want Jordan Howard? I'm not sure. They should have selected a running back with me, even in the second round or third round. That would be fine. But I still think if they don't sign another free agent like Gurley or Freeman, I think they are going to draft a running back. I think Jordan Howard doesn't cut it.
It's only $5 million a year, so I don't think it's too much. I do think he takes goal line touches, so regardless of who's brought in there, I think Miami went from, in my opinion, one of my favorite landing spots, regardless of how bad the offensive line, regardless of how bad the whole team is, just because of how many touches were available in both the goal line, the reception work, just the total amount of carries. So definitely a big hit there for the Miami Dolphins landing spot. Trenton, do you think Jordan Howard could potentially be something there down in South Beach?
See, the last time they had a running back that was clearly their best running back, they decided to use their backup.
Kalen Ballage.
So I don't know. I don't know, honestly. Miami just scares me for everybody. But, yeah, he's definitely got the potential, but I don't know. I can't see it with that, the way that team is run.
Yeah, I feel like they could use them a little bit like a Sony Michel. Keep in mind that is like a Patriots coaching staff there. So Sony Michel had a lot of touches. So just we have to wait to see if Gurley's brought in, what happens with the draft. My eyes are glued to the draft, honestly, it's not delayed.
If Gurley comes in, Howard just, gets screwed up very, very bad.
Yeah,
I don't think he gets the goal line touch. I think he'll just be used between the, 20s. I think he'll just rush first and second down. That's it.
He could be the
Gurley gets
Brown,
the goal
though.
Line too.
And that could have potential with Gurley's kind of injury troubles. So, but overall, definitely, yeah, a huge downward stock there if Gurley ends up being a Miami Dolphin. Moving on here, what else do we got? We got Randall Cobb with the Houston Texans. I originally was going to put this name down here, but Sanatan thought it was a sleeper potential name there. It's not. Why should I invest in Randall Cobb in my dynasty leagues?
Because so many targets are gone from there, man. And they paid him quite handsomely. Like, he's getting $9 million per year. He'll be the one who will be in the, middle of the field. And then Fuller is going to run and then break his legs. And Stills will also get injured somehow. I think he definitely has a sleeper appeal, especially for people who are, competing this year. And he'll be very, very cheap. I'm definitely buying Cobb if I can. Bill O'Brien has made some very stupid decisions, but he will try to prove everyone that he hasn't. So that might give more opportunities.
I'd rather have Will Fuller and Kenny Stills, honestly. I may even rather have Kiki Cutie here, who really hasn't been brought up much. Maybe he's a super, super cheap buy low. I don't really like Randall Cobb. I mean, what about you, Trenton? What are your kind of thoughts on Randall Cobb being a sleeper?
I think he definitely has the potential. For as bad of a general manager as Bill O'Brien is, like, seriously, why is he still have the GMing duties after that stupid trade? And how is he not fired from that yet? But even regardless of that, he is still a decent coach. And he's gotten the most out of a lot of his players. So I think there is potential there. It just depends on if Will Fuller stays healthy or not. Because if Will Fuller stays healthy, he's going to be their number one guy. And if not, then it's Cobb, maybe? I don't know. Stills could be that guy. But Stills could also be gone, or Stills could underperform. I mean, you never know with him. So I think Randall Cobb definitely has the potential. But as of right now, who knows?
We are predicting here, man. Obviously, we don't know anything. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, look at their O-line, man. Their O-line is not that great that they will protect him till the route of Fuller or Stills develop. So there will be a lot of targets for the middle of the field. And I think Darren Fells is also a good sleeper for Titan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Randall Cobb, Randall Cobb is also going to do well. And he's very cheap. Obviously, I would prefer Fuller, like you said, Dylan, but do you know the price difference between Fuller and Cobb right now? It's huge. I would rather pay a very cheap price for Cobb.
Yeah, like a third rounder or a fourth rounder? How cheap?
A late third. I mean, you can get Cobb for late third easy, isn't it?
I mean, I've never tried. Maybe I'll try later. But I think we should move on here. Final topic. Gurley was recently cut. But I do think a topic that kind of is going to be talked about a lot coming up to the draft here is how do we value Darrell Henderson? How do we value Malcolm Brown? Do they bring somebody else in there? I think the first question I want to ask both of you, though, is where do we kind of have Darrell Henderson ranked now in Dynasty? Is he an RB2? Is he an RB3? And maybe if you guys can think of a name that would be closely ranked to him.
I think he has that, you know, he's a boom bust, obviously. If he gets the gig, he's going to be great. But if it doesn't, I doubt he will get the gig because he needs space to run. And their O-line is still shit. So unless they revamp their O-line, I doubt Henderson will get the full load. And for me, he has that upside. So I'll keep him in the low end RB3. So somewhere, who can I comp him with? Let's see, Ronald Jones. I'm not very high on Jones. I think they bring someone. So maybe Rojo and Henderson. Henderson has higher upside than Rojo. But Rojo is more, safe.
Oh, yeesh.
Does that answer?
I think Henderson's value right now should be higher than that. I mean, Rojo, I feel like it's almost fake that they bring somebody else in. I feel like the Rams, there could legitimately, even though I do think they draft somebody, I think we...
Dude, you have no idea how people are valuing Rojo right now. People are very high on him.
Not that I've seen. Everyone's saying they're going to bring someone else in. I don't know. Maybe I need to join some of those leagues.
Yeah.
Just before we get to you, Trent, I just think that if they don't bring somebody else in, he could be an RB2 this season. So it's a lottery ticket. That's all I have to really say. What are your kind of thoughts on the whole situation, Trent?
I think best case scenario, they don't bring anybody else and he takes over the lead role. He could be an RB2. But as it stands right now, he's a late RB3. Maybe if you have a fourth running back slot, you put him at RB4. He's a decent player. It's just I think that they are going to bring in somebody else. I think they are really looking into bringing somebody else.
Who are they going to bring in then? Who do you think we're
going to
bring in?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to sign a vet. They don't have the money.
I think they'll draft. Yeah, I don't know. I could see them taking DeAndre Swift.
And one pick. They don't have a first round pick. I don't think he's going to be there.
I think that he's going to be there with their second round pick.
And you think they're going to take him over offensive line or the linebacker?
Yeah, I doubt it.
I just don't think it's... See, here's the other thing.
Well, for late round running backs, I don't know. Let me... go to my list. I don't even know. I mean,
you don't need to give me a name. Maybe give me a round.
I don't know.
Give me a round.
It's a question though. If last year Gurley was not that great and Malcolm Brown was taking the snaps and not Henderson. So what makes you believe that Henderson is the lead dog this year? Obviously he has the higher upside because he's explosive, but Malcolm Brown is also there. And I think he has that much of a chance, at least at the goal line. Brown will take it. And Henderson is just the third down back. Who knows?
I actually have an answer for this. Remember Miles Sanders? Miles Sanders was super raw too. It took him time to obviously develop. And I don't know if Miles Sanders would have gotten the workload he did if Jordan Howard didn't get injured for the rest of the season or whatever it was, right? So I think some of these players are just more raw at the running back position. Remember how wide receivers take a bit to develop? I mean, maybe, just kind of Henderson as a prospect will take a bit more time to develop. He needs to work on his jump cuts specifically. He needs to become a better cutter. But I just think, you know what I mean? I think something else before we go back to you guys, I was kind of thinking about it. The Rams kind of have a little bit more limited draft capital too, and their cap space is tight. Maybe they want to bring in another running back, but they might not have the room to do so. So, you know what I mean? It's a need, but is it a realistic need? Kind of like with the Chiefs and how Damian Williams isn't the best, but they have all these other needs, so.
I agree with you there, but I don't think Henderson gets the whole pie. I think it's more of a 60-40 best kind of split. Maybe even 50-50. And like you said, I think if they grab a running back, it's going to be in the fifth round, sixth round, or maybe even an undrafted free agent. Who knows?
Definitely well said. I think for all of us, Henderson's a sell. Is that correct?
I'm not selling him right now. I'm going to sell him just before the NFL draft. Okay. Because his value is going to increase. The more talk is going to be there, the more chatter it's going to, the industry is going to, you know, push him up, and, you know, and then we can also hear what the coaches are talking about. Maybe I don't even sell him. Who knows?
If
you're looking to sell him, though, definitely do it before the draft, because his value can only drop come draft time.
Yeah,
that's true. It can rise, though, if they don't draft somebody, though. Because I feel like if Snotton comes up to me like a week before the draft and goes like, "Hey man, interested in Henderson? He's on the block." I'm gonna be like, "I want to wait till the draft." And that was kind of the same thing if you try to buy Diggs when all these rumors are coming out. DeAndre Hopkins, the day the rumors were coming out, they're like, "I want to wait and see." So while that sounds idealistic, I don't know if that's actually realistic. Boom. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, with that being said, I think that's all the time we have here for today's episode. Sorry for the little bit of technical difficulties at the end. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it, and have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Feel free to leave feedback, subscribe, or check out our previous content. And remember, have a fantastic rest of your day.